Good morning. This is Pastor Greg, your host for Chosen Generation Radio. So great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I wanted to just take a moment to talk with you this morning a little bit about your health and about health in general. As you know, if you've listened to my program for any length of time, you know that I was involved in a catastrophic car accident back in 2017, and I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. I spent 6 weeks in intensive care right here in San Antonio University Hospital on life support, a total of 3 months in the hospital. I died 4 times. I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to save my daughter's life when we impacted a truck that pulled across the highway in front of us on Highway 16 up in Bandera, and we impacted them at 55 miles per hour. I had 17 surgeries over the course of 5 days. Now, 13 years before this accident in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. And when I was given that 3 to 6 months to live, it was because my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland completely shut down. They quit working. In fact, when they were doing the blood work after the accident, while I was in an acute care facility doing my rehab, they discovered that my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland were, in fact, malfunctioning, and I told them that I'd been taking naturopathic medicines for a number of years, and they told me to get right back on top of those. So for a very long time, I've been taking naturopathic medicine. In fact, we've come to determine that, by the grace of God, He led me in 2004 to start on the journey of naturopathic medicine and taking naturopathic prescriptions, and as a direct result of that and taking that for 13 years leading up to the accident, my body was stored up and prepared to begin the healing process almost immediately. And my bones are stronger now than they were before. My nervous system is still under distress, and we're still working through that. But what I want to tell you about is a brand new line of products that I've just recently come to know about. And it happened while I was at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo that happened in Illinois. When I was up there, I got introduced to a product called Eneva. Now, I don't want you to go running off to the Eneva website yet, because I need you to go there through cgrwellness.com. That's cgrwellness.com. I've asked them to put together a very special program for you that's going to benefit your immune system, that's going to build up your strength to be able to combat colds and so forth. And so I really want you to get this. It's over at cgrwellness.com. That's cgrwellness.com. Sign up for it today and help support the ministry and your health.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I do hope that you stay with us. I'm going to tell you right now, you are absolutely 100% going to want to go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And this afternoon, you're going to want to pick up the podcast. And I'll tell you why. Because last half hour, we had live from his church in Ukraine, Pastor Vitaly Dudukolov. And he talked in depth about what is happening over there, what the churches are facing over there, the revival that has happened in the Ukraine over the last 8 to 10 years, and the war that has been thrust upon the Ukraine. Russia has been an occupying force in Ukraine since 2014. 8 years they have been at war, and they have acted like a nation at war. And sadly, we have, a leader who is in cahoots with just about all of our enemies. And there's a, if you're watching us, there's a picture of him waving, got a mask on, waving his hand, standing outdoors with a mask on. Talk about, anyway, not so bright. That's what I'd say. Not so bright. Anyway, and he and his ilk, according to my next guest, are the sum total of the reason as to why we're in the mess that we are in. I want to welcome from the Center for Security Policy, and he is the author of this article, The Reckoning of Western Foreign Policy Elites. I want to welcome Director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship, David Wormser. David, welcome. Good to have you.
It's great to be here, and always an honor.
It's my honor to have you, my dear friend. It truly is. And who, you know, well, I guess you, I was going to say, who would have known that you and I would, I mean, it's just so appropriate in my mind that you are here with me to discuss what's happening in our world today. And I'm, you know, I was going to say, well, you know, who would have known that? Well, God knew that. And that's why the Lord moved me to speak to you, and the Lord moved you to agree to be here with us, and give us your expert analysis. And I'm grateful for that. Let me start with this. And I guess it's a little off the beaten path kind of a question, but did you, I mean, I know you've written this article. Incredible. But did you really think that we could possibly be on the brink of World War II a year and 2 months into a Biden presidency? Or World War III, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'm going to do the un-Washington thing and say I didn't see this coming. everybody in Washington, the iron rule in Washington is never admit you didn't see it or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's a different story for a different day. But anyway, no, I didn't see it coming. I saw that he had this ideology brewing that was dangerous. I saw that he had already, I didn't listen to your last guest now. I will this afternoon.
Okay.
But from what I gather, he was saying that for 8 years already, there's been an invasion. And it's true. There has. The Russians have occupied considerable portions of eastern Ukraine. So, you know, that was predictable. One could have seen that he would go into those areas. I think for him to launch a war of annihilation of Ukraine as a whole and do it in the framework of this vast ideology that he's outlined, that really implies the elimination of Poland and
yes,
Latvia and Lithuania, you know, basically to recreate this huge Russian imperial pan-Slavic nation that subjugates all the, quote, lesser Slavs. That I did not, I saw that, but I didn't see it coming in terms of him actually doing it. I think what happened is, there's a sort of an immediate, and then there's a broader. The immediate was last October, one of our diplomats, Victoria Nuland, went to Moscow, and she didn't give a very strong impression that we were behind Zelensky, and we were behind the Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she gave the signal that we may take our distance from them. And when you have a guy who has this sort of an attitude, this sort of an ideology, and he's a thug. I mean, you know, this is a guy who, on TV, Putin, makes a point that he wrestles bears and fights tigers and et cetera. I mean, he's a very macho type man. Nothing wrong with that, but this is how he sees the world. So when he had this diplomat come and say, well, not so sure our ally is really our ally, blah, blah, he sees this as a green light. That, you see, you don't have the will to fight for it, I'll take it. And that, I think, is what the proximate issue, but on a general sense, this is what the world looks like without American power. This is the bottom line of freedom.
Right.
If America is not there, if we are not the carrier of the torch, the world goes into a dark age.
Well, how do the kids act when dad's not home?
Yeah.
I mean, when you know, when they know that, you know, dad, that the father is absent, you will see them try to, you know, run right over the top of their mother. I mean, that's in the nature of man. That's called sin, but it's in the nature of man. It's in the nature of the child to try to exert themselves in the absence of that authority. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I want to throw a couple other things on the table for you to just chew on, because I didn't give you enough. there are those that are saying, well, no, this is really, you know, this whole thing with him being taken off of the banking mechanism and deplatforming him and all these kinds of things. Oh, this is the globalists. This is the bankers. This is these are the real fascists. Putin's actually Putin's a good guy trying to go over there and destroy the Ukrainian deep state.
No, I think Davos and this quote globalist crowd and Soros may be opposed to Putin right now, probably because he isn't treating Soros like some sort of a god. But by and large, the alliance between the Russians under Putin and the communists before that and this globalist crowd it's a long-term alliance. They actually were investing in that, encouraging everything from the environmental groups to the nuclear freeze movement and this whole World Economic Forum in Davos being sort of the center of it. They were encouraging a lot of this stuff. So, no, this is not the globalists are the big victors. It's the globalists are all of a sudden scrambling because their patron has turned on them. But the truth is they were the ones who set us up for this weakness. And they're the ones who are responsible ultimately for having 30 years of delusions that have led to this point of weakness that has invited this thug to go on a rampage. You know, Putin made a miscalculation. The miscalculation wasn't Western elites. He read them correctly. The West was going to let Ukraine go. It was not going to make a stand. It was going to do its usual performative virtue signaling and do some symbolic things, but it wasn't going to do anything real. Not Man. Weapons, nothing for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
What Putin misread was the leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, and the Ukrainian people.
Hmm.
He didn't think they would fight. So he thought this would be easy and the West would live with it. And after 3 months, this very globalist elite that we talk about, in order to preserve their status, will come to terms with him.
Well, and the other thing was, is remember that he sat in a room by himself and he said, oh, Ukrainian soldiers, I know what you really think. I know what you really feel. You want to turn. Go ahead. It's OK. I give you permission. Turn on your president. You need to turn on them. You need to stop and turn around and turn on them. But it's actually the Russian troops who have been given weapons that don't work, ammunition that doesn't fire, and rations that are expired, that are rotten, that they can't even eat. It's a similar story to what caused the Russian bog down when Russia was actually fighting with the Allies in World War II against Germany, which is, you know, just absolutely poorly equipped, poorly equipped military.
Yeah, you know, we have a tendency in the last 20 years, because our elites don't want to really do anything, to build our enemies 10 feet high. So if you heard the debate about Iran, you'd think that if we did anything to Iran, it would be World War III, the apocalypse, and maybe apocalypse even would pale in comparison to this. And the truth is, Iran is a pathetic military. It's weak, ultimately. It's trying to develop a nuclear weapon precisely because it doesn't have any other options.
Mm-hmm.
Russia also, I mean, when we fought the Germans and we fought the Japanese, now these were serious countries with serious economies, mm-hmm. and serious industrial capacity.
Right.
And this was tough. because these were essentially peer countries in terms of industrial capability. Russia is not.
Okay.
It doesn't even have the GNP the size of Texas.
Now, relative to that, and I'm going to have Dr. Peter Vincent Pry is going to be on with me on Wednesday, and he's written a pretty insightful article about the nuclear problem and the issue of what is available to Putin in a nuclear arsenal. And Putin has already pretty much hinted that if this conventional warfare thing isn't working in his favor, he may well use strategic nuclear strikes, which are not the atom bomb that we dropped in Japan, but a strike that still would take out the majority of a city, you know, and could create a cloud similar to the kind of damage and issues that existed with Chernobyl. And they have taken over, by the way, Chernobyl and the other nuclear plant as well. Your thoughts with regards to this becoming a limited nuclear strike situation because Putin's in a panic? I guess we'll have to get to that when we get back. We're going to go into a break. Well, tease it a little bit, and then we'll get into it when we get out of the break.
Another failure of our elites. Where's missile defense?
Yeah, we don't have one. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, we don't, you know, we don't have it. We killed the Star Wars program, and we have the capability. Yeah. We could flip a switch right now, and we would have, stuff in the air. Yeah, we would have stuff in the air. All right, yeah. So we'll hit on that briefly, and then I want to get into, too, before I let you go, the Bennett-Putin conversation and your thoughts about what that might have been about, because Bennett went and met with Putin, and the tie-in to the Iranian threat in the Middle East and China, which is kind of on the sideline right now, but they're still talking about Taiwan. After this, Chosen Generation Radio. I'm here with
Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, David Wormser, he is with the Center for Security Policy. He's got a brand new article that's up, actually out today, The Reckoning of Western Foreign Policy Elites. And with your permission, David, we will repost this at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Would that be acceptable
sure.
to you, sir? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We will make sure, folks, that that is up as one of our news articles for today. So, David, we were, you know, getting into some pretty deep stuff as we went into our break. Let me let you kind of finish that piece, and then I want to get to the question about Bennett and Putin and that meeting and what you think the agenda might have been.
Yeah, we were talking about missile defense and the nuclear threat.
Yes.
You know, there wouldn't be a nuclear threat if we had effective missile defense. When the Israelis were threatened with missiles, they surged their industrial capacity, their high-tech capacity. Mm-hmm. They came up with a solution. And then they had these wars where 6,000 missiles are shot at Israel and only one person is killed or something like that. You don't see scenes like you see in Ukraine right now. The West elites who did not institute a crash program, starting with Reagan, for missile defense, bear responsibility for us being in a hostage situation now, essentially, a nuclear hostage situation. And I think that is a catastrophic failure that needs a reckoning to accountability. As far as Bennett goes, You know, the Israelis are in an awful place. First of all, they are siding with the West. They're voting with the United States and the UN. They've condemned Russia. But it's a very tricky business for them. First of all, they're facing down Russia on their northern border, thanks to Obama. Obama let the Russians take over Syria, so Israel is now bordering a country controlled by Russia. And Russia's threatening Israel from that, very clearly threatening them at this point. So, you know, Israel doesn't want to be the next Ukraine and have the whole world say, oh, jump in the trench with us, and then they're alone in the trench. So that's number one. So they got to do a careful act. The second thing is the Israelis consider all Jewish people around the world to be essentially their responsibility. There are 200,000 Jews in Russia. There are 50,000 Jews in Belarus. There are 250,000 Jews in Ukraine. There's a bunch of others. They're all on the move. They're all becoming refugees right now. And the Israeli government has to maintain channels to try to get them out safely. So it does talk to the Russians. It does talk to now, at the end of the day, Zelensky himself is Jewish. The Israelis have a deep sympathy for the Ukrainians here because they identify with a nation fighting for its survival. That's just a parallel circumstance. So 85% of Israelis, by the polls, want to support Ukraine, militarily even. But it's a very tricky business for them. So when the idea of a mediation to try to bring a ceasefire about came, Putin called Bennett and said, I want you to come to Moscow. The assumption was it was to begin to negotiate a ceasefire. Bennett calls Biden and Scholz, the foreign minister of Germany, and Macron, the president of France, and Boris Johnson in London. He said, should I go? And they all said, yeah, you should go. So he went, and he's trying to negotiate a ceasefire. But judging by his body language and what he's saying, he doesn't see that as a very high probability at all. So the secondary issue he's trying to do is to use this also as a channel to keep Russia from attacking Israel in the north, and try to help those Jews get out if they want to get out. Remember, this is also in the context of this Iranian nuclear deal, where the Israelis are at the edge of having to strike Iran, and they know that they will have to strike Hezbollah, the terrorist organization in Lebanon, as well, because they'll unleash on Israel. So all of a sudden, the Israelis are flying in the middle of Russian forces attacking. They're in a very bad situation right now, and the United States is dropping the ball on Iran. It's basically stabbing them, the UAE, the Saudis, and others in the back on this Iran issue. So they're in a very difficult situation. But that said, they're taking America's side. They're taking Ukraine's side. The administration is bashing them because it wants to put them on the defensive in advance of unveiling this Iran deal. It's actually they're lying on something. Like they said, well, Israel didn't vote with us in the UN, in the United Nations Security Council. The only problem is Israel's not on the United Nations Security Council. They don't have a vote. So, of course, they didn't vote with us. You know, so that was just in the General Assembly where they have a vote. They voted with us. You know, so, I mean, this is just disingenuous, semi-truth or lies.
Man, oh, man. It is interesting. I mean, the Syrian thing is a really serious issue for them, obviously. And you and I have talked quite in depth on this program, folks, about, you know, the neighbors of Israel and the battle that they're in on every single side. I mean, you look at a map and Israel is just, it's a sliver. What is it, 14 miles across?
Well, if it withdrew to what everybody wants them to withdraw to, it's 7 miles across.
Okay.
In its thickest point now, with the territories that it has, it's 40 miles.
Okay. Okay.
4-0. Basically from a center city to a suburb in America.
Right. Right. I mean, that's you know, and then about how long is it?
About 200 miles.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's long but very thin.
Well, but not it's barely the size of California. It's not even the size of California.
No, it's actually smaller than New Jersey.
Yeah, there you go. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. Well, I'm very, very pleased to have my next guest with me. He is... Well, he truly is a treasure when it comes to freedom and liberty. And he is the managing editor and founder of Front Page Mag
You can find him also at his own website, which is the HorowitzFreedomCenter.org. He also is responsible for the website Jihad Watch, DiscoverTheNetworks.org, a guide to the political left, and Stop University Support for Terrorism and Terrorists. And to raise student awareness and combat the pro-terrorist propaganda on American college campuses. And he's written some just incredible books. I want to welcome to the program David Horowitz. David, welcome. So good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Pastor.
It is my sincere pleasure. David, your voice in this is really critical. One of your works that I'm most moved by, of course, is Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, and your insights that you share in that book. But you are someone that will take on the biggest and tallest challenges and the biggest and tallest pillars and strongholds of the left. And you go after it from a position of somebody who understands what they're doing. There's a quote, a Martin Luther King Jr. quote, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." I was watching a YouTube video Friday, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. And it was a professor. I was watching a couple of different things, and I got to this video. And it was a professor speaking, a woman speaking, and she said, "I'm a white woman, so I can talk about this. I want to talk to you about whiteness." And if you were raised in a home where you were told what Martin Luther King Jr. quoted, that you judged by the content of character, not the color of skin, that color of skin was not something that you were to focus on. If you were told that, then you are part of the white problem. David, your thoughts, please.
This lady is part of the insanity problem of our time. Actually, this happened right after that speech that King gave. The radicals had infiltrated the civil rights movement, Stokely Carmichael and SNCC, and raised the cry of black power. King's vision, actually, since you mentioned Dark Agenda, was of a piece with Martin Luther's. By the way, Martin Luther King was named after Martin Luther, mm-hmm. obviously.
Sure.
But the family, the father's original name, his father's name was Michael King, and he was Michael King Jr. But the father was a Baptist minister, and he went to a conference in Germany, a religious conference, and was so impressed by what he learned about Martin Luther that he changed his name and his son's name to Martin Luther and Martin Luther King Jr.
How cool.
Stokely Carmichael was the head of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and they were the radicals in the civil rights movement. Carmichael was an anti-Semite, an anti-white racist, terrible person who wound up an acolyte of Louis Farrakhan. That's his mentality.
That's a guy, David, that, you know, it's not a problem for the left to line up with Louis Farrakhan. Who called for 10,000?
Imagine a million man march. They had a million man march headed by Farrakhan, with all the white radicals and all the idiots, everybody who was anybody practically in the civil right. This is the influence of Carmichael and the radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a million man march behind David Duke. The least racist ethnic group in America is white people, and the most racist are black people at this point in time. And that's because people are afraid to confront the black racism. Jason Whitlock, who's black, a sports commentator, very smart man.
Yes.
as compared, like Black Lives Matter, it's closer to Black Ku Klux Klan, which is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Most people are intimidated from saying these things because the costs are pretty high for doing it.
Well, but I, you see, and I have guests on my program from Project 21 Black Leadership Network that say the same things, that that are adamantly calling out BLM.
The majority of black people in America are patriotic, pro-police, and obviously not racist, and heroic.
Yeah,
I think it's 80% of the black population supports the funding of police.
Yeah,
that tells you the balance.
But and they serve in our military, and they're just great people. Great people.
You have to understand that. Yeah, the radicals are not only noisy, but they have taken control of the schools.
Right.
And the universities.
Captured the narrative.
Philanthropic institutions.
Yeah.
So they have a very powerful voice, unfortunately. And then you have a lot of weak-kneed white people, I guess. I mean, all these diversity training courses that every business has and every university are racist indoctrination of whoever goes to them under threat of they'll lose their jobs if they don't go along with the program in hating white people.
And
white America can, as a whole, not the, you know, the segregation was pretty much confined to the South. Slavery was a Southern phenomenon. Americans as a whole can be quite proud of their record on race. Not only did every slave was enslaved by black Africans and sold at slave auctions in Africa to Europeans, and every liberated slave owes their liberty to white people who gave their lives to free them. You don't have another case in the that I'm aware of in the history of the world of a race that was associated
so strongly with liberty. Yeah, with liberty and freedom.
Sacrificing 350,000 or 60,000 lives to free the other race. So white people can be quite proud of their record.
And we should also add, David, that today the number one area for slave trade is still Africa, and it's still black-on-black slave trade. It's black Islam. Yeah, well, it's black jihadis that are enslaving Africans.
Correct. But when the British and the Americans and the French sent their warships in the early 20th century to free the slaves in the empires, they were opposed by non-white rulers in those areas.
Right.
And of course by the Muslims, who are not white. I had a bigger piece of the slave trade than Europeans. And America had a minuscule percentage of the slave trade. And abolished it within 20 years of our birth as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
All the slaves in the North were freed, and the slave trade was abolished.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, white people, you know, if you take pride in that, of course they're going to call you a racist. But the reality is that pride is earned.
Well, and here's the thing,
good.
And we have met these challenges through self-examination and identifying exactly what you're talking about and continuing to talk about equality and liberty and freedom for all. That has been America's goal. Our founders said that they wanted to create a more perfect union. They didn't say we started perfect. They said we want to create a more perfect union, and they have been working towards it, and those of us within that same vein are still doing that today.
Yeah, but just take the fact that Barack Obama was elected twice with white majorities to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
There's no brown country, no black country, no Asian country that has elected as president somebody from a different race.
Yeah.
Particularly somebody from a so-called oppressed race.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Human nature is the problem. I mean, that's what the Bible teaches, and that's the truth.
Right. Well, and that's and that, folks, is the answer. The answer is that we've got to get back to God as a nation. We, as David wrote in his book, Christianity is under assault, and America without Christianity is not a free America, and that's what we're seeing. We're
correct.
Seeing an America that has been.
I say that as a Jew.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's the safest place in the world for Jews. And it's becoming less safe every day thanks to the Muslims.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so real quick, tomorrow on the program, Ken Thornburg is back with us. We'll talk deliverance ministry. We'll talk about the spiritual warfare fight that we're in. Matt Long is with me tomorrow as well. We'll talk to the Texas Hill Country and kind of get into that. And there's this battle that's going on, especially now that Texas has decided that basically you've got two choices for governor. Do you want to be a dark shade of purple or do you want to be blue? That's it. There is no red. It's dark purple or blue. Ward Connerly is with us, Overcoming the Left's Racist Agenda, and Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us tomorrow. How quickly can America fire up the energy engine, oil and gas, and get back to energy independence if this administration had the will to do it? And, of course, that's a giant if. So we'll have all that coming up for you tomorrow on the program. A little bit later in the week, Kalen Dorr, senior spokesman for Getter, will be with us. Dr. Judy Mikovits is back with us. I love Dr. Judy. Dr. Judy is the reason I got banned on Vimeo last week. She's the reason I got banned on YouTube. She speaks such truth about this vaccine issue because she did the research, the virology research, and she breaks it down, and it exposes what's really going on. And all she's saying is, I'm not against vaccines, but you need to do it differently because you're making people sick by the way you're doing it. So stop doing it the way you're doing it. That's it. That's the question. That's the answer. That's really the genesis of this. And we're bringing her on to talk more and more about that and finding platforms that'll accept us, like Clout Hub and Getter and Rumble. And of course, our great friends and our partnership with TECNTV.com and NTDTV. Great to be joined with those folks. All right, my guest, I don't want to take up any more time. We got to get into some stuff here. David Horowitz is my guest. You can find him at DavidHorowitzFreedomCenter.org or Front Page Mag. He's got a new book out that we want to talk about, and it's the reason we brought up the whole race issue to begin with. It's called I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. I Can't Breathe. David, I've been waiting for a copy of that book. I got the other ones here. Matter of fact, while you're talking, I'm going to spin around on my bookshelf and pull a couple of them up and show my audience. But I love your books, and here's another one that I have to have. Well, I Can't
we'll
Breathe.
We'll send you a copy.
Sounds good.
What I did was I took the 26 most prominent claims, cases where Black Lives Matter spread this hoax that police, that it's open season on Black people in America. Actually, Black people are the most protected people in America. If you get excused if you're a Black criminal robbing stores, you're excused because you're Black and protected. Just last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, in Louisville, Kentucky, Contez Brown, who's a Black Lives Matter activist, walked into the campaign offices of the mayoral candidate, Craig Greenberg, singled out because he was Jewish, and opened fire trying to kill him, fired five shots. Unfortunately, it was a bad aim. Went to jail for a day, and Black Lives Matter bailed him out with a $100,000 bond. It shows you that the leaders of Black Lives Matter, they're not only crooks, where they misappropriated tens of millions of dollars, no record of it whatsoever, but they're also assassins and supporters of assassins. In my book, I described the assassination of five cops in Dallas and the reactions of Black Lives Matter leaders. Of these 26 cases, 95% were armed career criminals, armed and resisting arrest, who got themselves killed justly. One of the most infamous cases, Michael Brown, where the left is actually a Netflix film that spreads this lie that he was murdered by a cop, a white cop, of course, while he had his hands up and was saying, don't shoot. Actually, that story comes from his accomplice in the crime that he was being arrested for. It was a strong-armed robbery of an Asian storekeeper. not only did six black eyewitnesses testify to the grand jury that Michael Brown was charging the officer to get his gun when he was shot, but the Obama so-called Justice Department, Eric Holder, these raving racist lefties, investigated this case in a two-month investigation, and they said that the cop was justified in defending himself. Yet the left continues to hands up, don't shoot malarkey. The same thing with I Can't Breathe. George Floyd was a lifelong criminal and drug addict who was dying of, he had four times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system, which suppresses breathing. He was crying, I can't breathe, before a cop ever laid a finger on him. You can see it in the video cams of the arresting officers. Before that knee was put on his neck, that knee could not kill anybody because there's no windpipe on the side of your neck. There's a blood vessel, which is a standard police procedure in liberal Minneapolis for when you have a prisoner who's out of control because of drugs. You put your knee on the side of his neck and stop the blood flow to the brain. There is no racial element whatsoever in the death of George Floyd. Who said that? Keith Ellison, formerly a spokesman for Louis Farrakhan, then chair of the Democrat National Committee, and during the Chauvin Floyd case, the Attorney General of Minnesota, therefore the chief prosecutor on the case, was interviewed by 60 Minutes after the trial. And 60 Minutes said, was there a racial dimension to the death of George Floyd? And his answer, and I quote, was, no, we couldn't find one. There was no testimony, if you watch the trial, that Chauvin was a racist. He was married to a woman of color. He was an Asian. No evidence that he was a racist whatsoever. Yet under this hoax is all, you know, it's just a gigantic Hitlerian lie.
Yeah.
It burned 220 American cities, caused $2 billion in damage, got away scot-free with all this, killed a couple of dozen people, spread mayhem throughout the country. Defunded police sparked, you know, record spikes in the homicides to Democrat-controlled cities because the Democrat Party is a racist party that supports this nonsense. My book, I can't go over the whole book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America, but it's, this is the big war.
Well, the other one,
this is the big war that threatens America.
Absolutely.
The book I've written is a handbook for people who want to fight the war.
How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Another one that a friend of mine put together a video on is the Trayvon hoax. And he goes through and shares that as well. And the Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown.
Is that so, Gilbert?
Yes.
Totally dissociate from that.
Tell him what?
Zimmerman should have been convicted of manslaughter. He wasn't a cop. He was instructed as the neighborhood watch person not to get out of his vehicle, but to call the police.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No.
At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.